making a recommendation as to our group hospital renewal. With us today, we have Denny Cordry, Director of our Personnel Office, and David Smith from Integra, our Plan Administrator. And after I give my presentation, they'll come up later in case you have any questions and discuss some other points. I'd like to briefly just go over some overall facts about medical care. Most all medical plan types are forecasted to see cost increases in 2007, which is estimated to be more than twice the CPI. Health plan cost trends are still significantly above general inflation. The 2006 cost increases overall were 12.7%, 13% in 2005, and projecting 11.7% for 2007. The information is coming from the 2007 Siegel Health Plan Cost Trend Survey, which looks at a lot of health trends across the country. There's a copy if you'd like to take one for your information.
Okay.
Healthcare costs continue to be a major cost to all businesses. I believe healthcare benefits have become just as important as salaries when choosing a new job or deciding to stay in a current job. Chronic diseases such as obesity and demand for more health service, like an aging population, are all expected to increase. Changes in our approach to healthcare are unavoidable. The trend now is to look beyond shifting costs to participants and now more to the actual dynamics of our healthcare. Through plan management, which is our networks, possibly creating new networks and getting discounts. Vendor management, which would be our terms on our contracts, and individual health management. This would be new for the county. Improving the health of individuals to reduce demand for health care, and also identifying high-risk health problems. I feel the goal for the Sussex County Health Plan is to be financially sustainable for the long term, while at the same time offering our employees the best health benefits possible. Currently, the county plan is self-funded up to $200,000, and we purchase reinsurance for catastrophic claims over $200,000 per year per individual. We worked with Integra, and we have some recommendations for this year. The plan administrator, Integra, requested quotes from a number of companies such as United Healthcare, Guardian, Perico, Pan American, Swiss, Lloyd's of London, and Standard Security Life. Most quotes were not competitive, and some companies did not quote because they had concerns for several ongoing severe health conditions. Pan American was the only company that qualified for a comparison. While Pan American's fixed cost, which is our premium over the deductible, were lower by 8%, the expected total annual costs were very close, with Zurich being lower. But in the annual costs are expected, the annual claims is an unknown. Fixed costs are only 8% of our total cost of our plan. Most of our total cost of our plan are the actual claims because we're self-insured. The relatively small premium savings offered compared to their total projected claims is not guaranteed. The risk versus reward was just not great enough to make the change to a new carrier. We also need to consider the financial strength of a carrier, the contract provisions, their reputation, any prior work and relationships. Integra has no experience with Pan American, and changing carriers more frequently than 3 years is a bad policy, especially when there is a history of a few very large claims. Guaranteed renewal, we have guaranteed renewal with Zurich with no additional underwriting. Based upon that, Integra and I recommend that we renew our health care policy with Zurich. I also want to mention that for this year, there will be no changes to employee benefits or employee contribution to the plan, but we do anticipate a 12% overall rate increase for the upcoming 2008 budget. With that being said, we do have some saving ideas we feel we can put in place for the upcoming year. We'd like to increase the deductible to $250,000 from $200,000. This would be approximately $111,000 savings. We'd like to begin using INETCO to manage group hospital benefits through group education and disease. Through case management, which would focus on improving the health of county employees and their dependents. This savings is estimated to be about approximately $485,000. Integra has negotiated a new contract with PharmaCare, which will reduce overall cost of prescription drugs by 1%. And they want to carve out the retirees over 65 from coverage and fully self-insuring as they have the Medicare backup secondary insurance. Basically, that's our group hospital recommendation, is to stay with Zurich. If Mr. Smith and Mr. Cordray would like to maybe speak, Mr. Smith, on the INETCO plan, which would be new and kind of changing the focus on the health of the individual, look at how we can manage trying to catch health problems before they get too bad.
Can I ask a couple questions now before they get started?
Yes.
You are the president, Damian.
We are raising our deductible from our self-insured portion from $200,000 to $250,000, mm-hmm. and our premium's going up 12%.
Well, no, we actually had a good year with claims. Our claims were down this year.
Okay.
But the projected, that's just because we're self-insured up to $200,000. You don't know what the next year claims might be. With health costs rising at 12%, we need to cover that increase. We might not have had a bad claim this year, but it just takes a couple of, a couple of people could raise us over that. And
So we're going from 200 to 250, so what are we going up percent? Are we increasing?
Well,
our cost?
It's only a 0.36% increase over the maximum for last year, Dale, to go to the, excuse me, a point, yeah, 0.36%. Last year's maximum was $9,742,000. This year is $9,777,000. What the county normally does is budget for the worst case scenario. And so,
okay.
But we were like, probably last year we ended up, at, and we're projecting at $7,359,668. So you can see there's a couple hundred or a couple million dollars difference
million
there.
Under, right.
Under there. The ongoing fund is being funded every year to reserve against those contingencies. Am I correct, David?
Yeah, we are. The Siegel report, as noted here, indicated they estimate a 12% increase in group hospital costs. We are working on the budget now. I mean, we're evaluating that, and we may come back with something less than that in terms of the total rate that we use. But to go from the insurance part, the fixed cost would increase the deductible on the insurance would increase from $200,000 to $250,000 with our recommendation, and that would mean a reduction in insurance cost. So we would have to pay the insurance company less, which would be money available to pay claims.
Right.
So the analysis that Mr. Smith did indicated that it would be to our benefit to go that route, save the $111,000 in insurance costs, and use that to pay claims. Now it is, I mean, it's an educated guess, I guess you could say.
When you're self-insured,
you know, because
up to that, you just don't
know. If we had a lot of terrible claims this year, then that would not be the best route to go. It would probably be to our benefit to stay with 200,000. But we don't anticipate that based on our history with large claims.
Well, my question is, what's it going to cost for a family this year compared to last year?
Okay.
Is it going up or down?
We are not recommending changes in the counties at this point. That would be part of the budget.
So the
we're not recommending changes in the counties.
No copays. No contribution.
A family now pays $140 a month.
I understand that. What are we paying Zurich for a family compared to what we're paying last year? I mean, I know you've got a...
Dale, you've got to remember that this is an a la carte type premium. We talk a premium, we're talking about an $18 per individual premium for a $250,000 deductible. The balance of that is claims. And those are claims that are funded by the county. So the premium differential between the 200 and the 250 is $111,000.
So
how would
million.
That look? If we went back 3 years, we would have paid in 2004, 2005, we had one claim went over 250, and so we would have saved $61,000 additional premium. Last year, or the year before, we'd have saved that whole $111,000 in premium. And this year, we'd have saved $11,000 because we had two people go over $250,000. All we're saying is that the county needs to be taking more and more of the responsibility of paying your claims. If I look back over the last seven or eight years, the carriers that have reinsured your claims have paid out $1.5 million more than they've gotten in premiums. That's good for the county, but it's harder for me to go out to the market and get competitive quotes because of your size. You have 1,200 people that we're insuring as participants in the plan. So what I'm more concerned in is wrapping my arms around it and with an insurance contract that guarantees the maximum cost. That $9 million that we're talking about is roughly the maximum worst-case cost it could come to, and that's where we have to budget. You know, what happens in between that $200,000, $250,000 is a cash flow issue. It has nothing to do with maximum cost. Can the county afford, you know, to fund $250,000 versus $200,000? Yes. Can they afford to fund $300,000 versus $250,000? Sure. It's just merely what I need on a monthly basis to pay those claims. The higher that you take that risk, the less the cost is to the reinsurer, and the more it opens the reinsurers that want to quote on your case because of your size currently. Anything over 1,000 lives, it's a 1,000 participants. We need to continue to look at these increasing deductibles in order to get.
I thought we were $2 million under what we projected last year in claims.
We were.
And now we're going up 50 more thousand.
Oh, that's irrelevant.
Dollar
to
for dollar like that. It's
two different.
You
numbers.
Have to get up to over that in claims. In per
yeah,
person.
we budget for about episode. $8 million this year for group hospital, not nine.
It doesn't make sense at all. Why?
And the year is not over yet either. You know, we're still.
Well, I understand. We got three.
We've had two people go over the 200,000.
Mm-hmm.
And we're raising our deductible now to 50 more thousand per
right.
insured. And we were $2 million short in what we projected last year.
Right.
I don't see why that our rate shouldn't be going down.
Well, the year before, we were
5 people.
We were 600,000 over in our self-claims.
It's back and it's over again. It changes
what our
every
rates
year,
were.
There's no guarantee.
Yeah, well, rates have never gone down.
No,
we keep raising our deductible every year.
But we got 1,200 people times 50,000 that we're going to reinsure this year, so we're opening up the county for $3 million exposure.
Not really.
They all hit that level of claims.
That's why I said that we have a cap.
This year it would be sure with 250. We got a lot more exposure than insurance company.
But there's a, what do you call that, Dave?
Aggregate.
Aggregate specific.
And that the insurance company guarantees that our total claims, in the very worst case in that situation, if we had a large number of people go over 200 or 250,000, then we would still be limited to $9 million mm-hmm. in total claims that we would have to pay out. So, I mean, the insurance company would kick in over that.
But our aggregate only was $7 million last year. Is that correct? He said you were $2 million under what they were projected to cost.
Under
it's running
yes.
at well, 7.9.
Yeah,
it's
the maximum projected cost, including claims. And let's talk about two things. That $9,742,000, roughly $7.95, is made up of several items. Number one, the reinsurance cost, the cost to us to administer the plan, and the cost to rent the Alliance, now OneNet PPO network. That cost was $554,000, which is 8% of the total cost of your plan. So we're talking about a minor amount of cost versus the claims, which maximum claims were projected, or not projected, guaranteed to be $9,088 of that $9,742,795. that cap basically is guaranteed. It's a second insurance policy by Zurich that says if all your claims below 250,000 reach 9 million, then we'll start to pay again over that cap. So you're paying everything under 250, they're paying everything over 250, but also if all the claims under 250 total in an aggregate to $9 million, $88.
But we were $2 million under last year.
We came in, yes, $2 million under that maximum. I don't know what Dave budgeted.
$2 million under the maximum, right.
Right.
So we didn't, the insurance company didn't kick in and
right.
make payments.
And that could happen.
Several years ago they did.
Yes.
The only thing they kicked in was for two people over 250 or over 200,000.
That's right.
Yeah, well, they paid for claims that were over the 200,000 for
right.
those individuals.
Two people.
Yeah.
For
yeah.
two people.
All
right.
Well, I guess my question, I still haven't got the answer. I'll soon shut up and let somebody else. But, Dave, anytime that you talk to a client, you talk about what it costs per family. Somewhere you take the 1,200 people times a figure.
It's a pseudo rate simply because it's made up. Blue Cross does this. Well, I'll just give you that as an example or one of your other carriers out there. They don't unbundle the cost. They give you a bundled rate. And that rate includes reinsurance, their administrative fees, and so forth. And they'll say, okay, your cost per family is $1,500.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
And next year you're going to get a rate increase on $1,500. We basically are unbundling that so we can save the county money and more money can be spent on real claim dollars. So our fixed cost of administration and buying reinsurance, all this stuff, is only 8% of the total cost of the plan. What Susan is suggesting also, and part of her recommendation, is we need to become more aggressive in actually managing those claim dollars, not just being worried about how much does it cost for the reinsurance. That's such a small portion of the overall cost. And we think of Zurich, we think that they're providing us an insurance premium, and they're not. They're providing us reinsurance over the 250 in this next year.
All right, let me see if I can get an answer this way. Total number of people that we had last year, and divide that into our premiums that we paid. And the same thing this year, what is the difference?
I'm not sure I can tell you that, but I can give you the rate that we used last year.
We have 1,200 people covered, counting family and everything.
I mean,
but at all different coverages.
Yes.
Subscriber, child, individual, family.
To give you an example of what
they still get 100%.
Actual rates, the budgeted rates were $1,072.50 an individual.
Mm-hmm.
The family budgeted rate was $1,212.50 an individual. You can see that it's done by the way that you all create your budget process. Your actual costs came in at $969.22 an individual and $1,111.12.
That was in last year's budget?
Yeah.
What are we figuring for this year then?
This year we're looking at budgeting, and again, this is the budget has to accept this, $1,075.37, and so basically the same, almost the same budget rate was last year, and $1,219.01, and that's to create reserves.
Okay.
So it's not, and Susan mentioned they're not planning on increasing the withholding to the family units.
Right, I understand.
Okay.
I understand that.
But Dale, we're not going to change much by this conversation. I don't think that we're stuck with this package that they're offering us, right? And this is. I mean, there's not much we can do on this end of it, right?
I think what Dale's is interested in is going up. The bottom line is how much are we going up?
Yeah.
The key with insurance like it is, like with our property insurances and other things,
right.
You do different things to keep the cost down. And what we've had to do is raise our the 200 to 250, and that's helped. And there's other things you can do to help.
Right.
Can I ask a question before we get beaten this one, Dale? Because if I was going on like this long, you'd cut me off. So let me... Let me just interject, and we can get back to, you can maybe ask him on the side, but if we're getting all these new employees coming in from
mm-hmm.
time to time, right? If we came up with a new package of benefits for our new employees, which are different from the old ones, because we've got a very generous package, and maybe years ago it made sense.
Right.
Wouldn't that save some costs if we all of a sudden dropped the
fence
here?
It would save claim dollars, is all it would
where
save.
That's all it would save. So wouldn't it be advantageous to do that? You're saying not
yeah,
very.
Yeah, it would be. You got to remember that 92% of your cost of a premium is claims paid.
Okay, maybe we charge more per family, you know, but they contribute. I mean, is there other things we could do to keep these costs down? Because I'm concerned about going out into the future as we keep renegotiating these contracts. What can we be doing now that would be...
Well, I think that was mentioned by Susan in her presentation. We think that we need to actively manage your claims by using what's called a predictive modeling, identifying people that are going to have claims that are going to be high-dollar claims, and beginning to do a general educational process and how they can effectively, you know, work within their health condition. Number two, to involve some what we call disease management. Somebody that has diabetics, perhaps making sure that a nurse practitioner calls. Are they getting their testing? Are they
okay, so what you're talking about would be required?
It would be
that
voluntary.
That individual would be voluntary?
Voluntary.
Can't require.
But we have a very, very good success ratio of having people jump in the plan. Case management becomes involved where it's more mandatory because of the plan design, where it's a large case and we're trying to get them to the right level of care at the lowest possible dollar. We already have that in place in a couple of situations and have saved a considerable amount of money. We're saying that we want a formal plan to put in, and we feel that will reduce your overall cost by almost 500.
I know we have the ability to go to any doctor we want.
Still maybe, have that ability.
What I'm saying, maybe with new, and isn't that a little more expensive doing it that way?
As yes, opposed it to is. Other
way? Is it possible then if we had new employees coming in, we'd go like many other corporate people in industry and whatever, say that now you're going to be required to go in the system,
right.
And that would reduce costs. So I'm thinking there's a number of things we could probably do, gentlemen, that would reduce some costs and move us into the future and
sure
protect.
Can do,
we need to protect the current employees and the scenario they were hired under. You know,
can you offer two different plans to you?
We can offer dual option plans. That's not a problem.
But it would be an option. But it would be an option.
It would be an option.
Yeah, so you're not accomplishing anything.
That's similar to what the state does for their employees. They offer PPO and
I'm not saying an option.
You can have
two different plans. Starting today, we could have a plan for the new people, I'm not saying cut everything out. But I'm just saying, look at some of the areas where we could have some savings, and one of them may be that you just can't go to any doctor like we've been doing, that there are savings associated with having to go through a system.
Tighten it up a little bit,
and that may be helpful.
We can offer.
I'll tell you what, when I look at my insurance bill every year when it comes to some of these things, I do whatever I can, raising deductibles. I take more risk all the time just to keep the, you know, where I can afford it. So okay. Maybe we ought to be able to live within our means a little bit.
Any other comments, questions?
The state.
Like that idea? You're hired.
The state, for their employees, they offer different options. They offer the HMO type option. They offer something similar to what we have. And the employees who choose the better options pay more for the coverage. That is something that we can look at in the future.
Well, I don't know if we keep looking at things, Dave, and we don't do anything. I'd like to see aggressively somebody come in. No, I'd like to see somebody come in and
say,
I don't think it's ever been the philosophy of the council to reduce county benefits. To reduce any of the benefits that
we have. I didn't say that, Susan.
And I think we're naive to think that health costs are going to come down, right?
I did not imply that.
Don't you, Mr. Smith?
Hey, you're good. Twisting.
Again, it has depends
They've
on
been up there
our,
for
our
years.
Management of them. You know, costs, you know, the same thing to put a splint on a broken arm this year is going to be 12% higher than it was last year. But that doesn't mean we have to have the same number of those occurrences if we manage the occurrences properly. So you have two options. The cost may go up, but if we manage them better, the cost can come down. We saw this this past year that we have we made a suggestion to totally pay for the retirees' medical claims outside of a reinsurance contract. I've followed this for 10, 20 years. I know what it's going to cost. Medicare is paying 80% of the bill. We don't need to pay a premium on them. We don't need to pay alliance fees on them. Medicare is their network. And this is reducing the overall cost of your maximum through your reinsurer almost $500,000 for this next year. That's aggressive.
And also,
you know, so I think
we're
the,
also,
you know, the,
you're, the proposal Susan's. Also includes achieving other discounts where we have with Alliance, they have most most of the doctors and hospitals that we use are covered with discounts, so we get we receive those discounts. But there are some that aren't. What Mr. Smith has proposed and Sue recommended is that we would use another company, Netco.
Yeah, Netco has 99 different networks, Dave, and right. What we're doing is we're siphoning claims off electronically and running them through other networks. For instance, Devon Network out of Pennsylvania has doctors in this area that are participating, believe it or not, that are not part of OneNet. Well, if I can run it through that network and get a discount, that's what I'm doing for you. I've got an electronic feed in my office also that if you go out of network to somebody, I will negotiate that bill by hand and pay it in advance of getting any money from the county, and then we pay it in retrospect. So we're negotiating prompt pay based on will you accept X number of dollars within 2 days to that doctor. He may not be part of any network. Last year we saved $45,000 just with that thing alone. We put it in probably in September last year. So, yeah, we're doing things aggressively behind the scenes to help keep these costs down. We're on the cutting edge electronically. We're doing a lot of electronic feeds with all the providers of services as well. So we want to cut your costs. We want to keep the costs at where they're at, or at least, you know, get rid of the inflationary trend.
Send a memo to Dave and tell him no more candy back here, because we've been eating candy, and I'm looking.
They're caked up.
She dumped all her candy in mine, and I think they're trying to kill us. So,
but we appreciate
after today, there will be no more candy for your...
You're all hopped up on sugar. That's his problem.
That promotes sugar diabetes.
The sugar baby.
That's right.
I have a motion.
All right.
Be it moved that the Sussex County Council authorizes the following for the employee health plan for the plan year May 1st, 07 to April 30th, 08.
Dale, I mean, you're doing nothing. Just wait a week.
Continuance of Integra Administrative Group as the county's group hospital administrator. The approval of Zurich Life Insurance Company as a provider of the group hospital reinsurance and PharmaCare as a prescription card provider. The approval of the group hospital reinsurance deductible at $250,000 and aggregate specific deductible of $100,000. Maintenance of the county group hospital program at current benefit levels and to use the services of Inetco for health management.
I'll make that motion. We need to move on, I think, Dale.
Danny, is this your recommendation?
Yes, it is.
I'll second it.
Thank you, sir.
Mr. Cole made a motion. Mr. Phillips seconded it. Would you explain again what you said about the $100,000 aggregate in your motion?
The approval of the group hospital reinsurance deductible at $250,000 and aggregate specific deductible of $100,000.
Which means
the next threshold level in aggregate total employees. Really,
if I
this
explain,
would have to be drawn on a board. It's
yeah. Dale, you have this that now. You have a $200,000 specific, and then the next $100,000 is also paid by the county. So, if for instance one person went to $300,000, you're paying $200,000 plus $100,000. If two people went to $250,000, the reinsurer is paying. Only after you've satisfied that extra $50,000 each person. So there's like another corridor that you walk through, and we're just saying we've done that to keep the premium of that reinsurance down, and you've been doing that for the last 3 years. So it's just
so
simply
really our deductible is not 200, it's 300.
But that last 100,000 is aggregate of not per person. It's as soon as you reach it per all employees can
group.
Take to reach it, the whole group. Whereas the 250 is. Takes one of each employee has to reach it.
One thing I've learned about group hospitals, the most confusing thing in the world, I think,
are the specifics.
And there's other things
insurance deals with anything.
They have
you need to just help let me manage that part of it because it's just a way of getting the reinsurer to pick up the adverse risk. And we're buying that reinsurance to keep your risk low.
But yeah, we can't get anybody to bid on it.
Well, that's the thing is I got to keep pushing it up in order to get people to bid on it because when you have claims that are $400,000 or $500,000 or whack,
call the motion.
Okay,
it's difficult to get to get bids. So
it was difficult. How many companies?
Right. Vote, Mr. Cole.
Yes,
Mr. Phillips.
Short as hell.
The recommendation of the personnel director. I vote yes.
Mr. Carter gets it to vote. Mr. Rogers.
Yes.
Mr. Jones.
Yes.
Yes, motion's carried.
Thank you.
Thank you,
gentlemen.
Thanks. Thank you.
I want to say we appreciate the 20-plus years we've been able to work with you on this. It's a challenge each year.
Beginning our 25th year. 25th year?
25th year, right, yes.
Now, 25. We'll give you a pin.
Julie Cooper.
Julie.
Hello.